Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
All right, so we got a text in, and I want to go over it. Somebody needs our help. It's a relationship issue, so they're listening right now, which is why I want to do it now.
All right.
We do have Throwback Thursday continuing on the way. Got requested Timbaland and Magoo. Love to love you. We'll have that coming up for 500, but it says, and I guess we'll keep this anonymous. It says, Bill and Jess, basically, okay, so I honestly don't even know where to start, but last week, something really weird happened with my husband, JoJo. I don't know if they're using fake names. I don't know. I'm just reading the text as is. He came home late on Tuesday with a bouquet of roses. At first, I thought it was sweet. Because honestly, he hasn't done something like that in a while. But then I looked closer and saw a little tag that said for Sierra. I asked who that was, and he said it was for a coworker's birthday, and he must have mixed them up and accidentally brought the wrong bouquet home. I didn't want to start an argument, so I just kind of brushed it off, but it didn't sit right with me. A couple nights later, he said he was working late again. When he finally got home, he smelled like perfume, not cologne, but that really strong flowery kind. I asked about it and he got defensive, saying I was imagining things and that he just hugged the coworker goodbye after a meeting. Then his phone buzzed while he was in the shower the next morning. I wasn't trying to snoop, but I saw the screen light up. It was a message from Sierra with like the emoji of the red lips.
Okay.
I felt sick. I didn't open it up, but I took a picture of the notification just in case because something in my gut told me that I needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to Friday, JoJo tells me to get dressed nice because he has a surprise planned. I didn't know what to expect, but I went along with it. He took me to the super fancy restaurant and everything was already set up. Candles, champagne, the whole romantic setup. Then he handed me a little box and said, I've been working extra hours for this. Inside was a plane ticket to Paris. He said he wanted to finally take me on the trip we've talked about for years but never did. And I wanted to feel happy. I really did. But that Sierra message
is bothering her.
It was just kept ringing in my head, replaying over and over. Then the waiter came over with a check and said, have a wonderful night, Mr. and Mrs. Tool. I froze. That's not our last name. JoJo went completely pale and mumbled something like, it's a long story, but he never explained it. Not once. So now I'm sitting here second guessing everything. The roses, the perfume, even the Paris tickets. And I can't tell if I'm being paranoid or if I already know the answer. Should I leave his ass?
This is a lot.
But what's, I don't understand, what's the Mr. and Mrs. Tool? Like, what is that, you know?
And he said, what was his response back?
He said that he went completely pale and mumbled something like, it's a long story, but never explained it. He just kind of like moved on.
That's odd.
Well, there's something definitely going on.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's not even like a question. Like, he's talking to someone else.
He's coming home. You said he smelled like perfume.
Yeah, well, that's it.
It started with these roses, the name on the roses.
What did he miss that? Did he like, because guys are dumb. And I will say, I'm just, you know, saying that candidly. But guys.
He thought he, you know, had it covered. And then he gets in the house and it's not.
It's like a little small tag he didn't see or forgot to take off.
And then he says that it's the wrong bouquet that he brought home.
He comes up with some lie.
Yeah, that's not. Mm-mm.
You know.
But the text message, the name is on there and the lips.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to say like why are guys so dumb to do this, but why is this man so dumb that if he is messaging a coworker or I don't know, texting, talking slick to someone.
Yeah.
Why is he so dumb to put Sierra in lips? Like, why don't you put Domino's Pizza or something?
Oh, you mean like, change the name?
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Not that, number one, you shouldn't be doing any of that.
Correct.
You know, you're married and all the things. We know that part of it. But if you are going to be that dumb,
yeah,
then why are you even that dumb?
Yeah.
Why don't you put John, you know?
Yeah.
Like, put a man's name in there or something.
Like, if to you're, play it off, yeah.
You're going
to
put Sierra with lips? Like, you're dumb, dumb.
302-858-5117. I don't even think... I mean, I think we all know where this is going.
I mean, as soon as the message came up and you see the name there and you see the lips and you know that things have been feeling off and not connecting anyway, like, instantly your gut... She took a picture of it because she knows it might turn into, no, you're being paranoid, you're crazy, that's a coworker, we're just friends, whatever. She didn't read the message, but she took a picture of it, so she knows, I have this message that came up on your phone when you were in the shower. It has her name and it has the lips on there.
Mm-hmm.
So she has that proof. You know, it... Honestly, your gut feeling's not going to lie.
Well, the whole thing with I smell like perfume.
What's going on? I don't know.
I think we know.
But it's something.
I think we know. I think he's talking to somebody else. And he's not really, like, smart about covering his tracks.
And then he's going to go over the top. They have, you know, a surprise for you. Get dressed. He does a restaurant.
Well, he probably thought that she was suspecting some things.
Champagne,
and he was trying to cover it up.
This ticket.
Maybe he really did buy the Paris tickets and he really is trying to, like, live a double life. He's trying to have his cake and eat it too. He's trying
That's
to make
crazy.
It work.
That's crazy.
So he did the Paris thing. Maybe he is working late, you know, but he's not working late just for that. He's working late to hang with the Sierra, but he did that to try to cover his tracks and try to make you forget about the other stuff that's going on, which obviously, you know.
Yeah, you're not going to forget about
forget
it.
That.
It's bothering you.
So, yeah, you're not crazy. He is talking to someone else. And don't know if her name's Sierra or not, but it sounds like it.
That's a shame.
302-858-5117. You want to comment?